Welcome to The Spot. I'm Dale Spaulding.
I'm Rachel Winder.
And I'm Virginia Henry.
We're super excited for today's episode. We're focusing on the temple-to-temple relay, and we've kind of formed everything around the relay. We'll talk about the relay itself, then we'll get into running and kind of the cool things about it, kind of some trivia stuff, and then we're going to end off playing a short little game. Temple-to-temple relay. Virginia here is going to be participating in this relay. For me personally, I enjoy running, but I don't know if I'd be able to bump up to a relay. So tell me a bit about the relay and then why you got into it.
Well, that's an interesting question with quite a story behind it, actually. But The relay starts clearly at the Rexburg Temple, and it's divided into 8 different legs, so 8 different distances.
Okay.
All the way to the Idaho Falls Temple. And you can put together a team of 8 people, which is the typical team, or you can have 4 people, 2 people, or 1 person. But if you're 1 person, you got to be in crazy shape to be able to run that, because it's
gotta have thighs the size of my waist.
Yeah, it's about 39 miles, so it's quite a distance. For the 8 leg, I guess, cut up of the relay, the largest distance is about 7 miles, a little over 7 miles, maybe 7.2, and then it goes down from there. So I am running the last leg of the race, which is 2.6 miles, because that's more my range of ability. So I got into this because our department here at the Radio and University Relations put together a team, and it has to be equal. So 4 guys and 4 girls. And one of the girls backed out, and so they were kind of desperate, which is why I am the replacement. So we will see how it goes. It's going to be just great.
So you've been training for this?
For the, yeah, like the past 2 weeks.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
2 weeks of rigorous training?
Well, I would consider it rigorous, but I don't think normal people would.
Normal people?
I've just been running every day almost, except for yesterday.
Where do you go to run?
Okay.
I usually would go up by a stake center up near the temple, and then I will take the loop all the way down to McDonald's and then back around here to where I live.
How many miles is that?
From my house, it's only a little bit over 3 miles.
Okay.
So it's not too bad. Or I'll run on the track, but I don't like that because there's so many people like watching me.
Right.
So I feel pressure to like be faster. So yeah.
Sometimes I know how you feel. For me, I actually kind of use that a little bit, that feeling of people are watching me. I will be honest though and say that running long distances isn't really my thing. I mean, I grew up playing football, and so I'm used to like the 6 second sprints, like all out, and then rest for like 15 seconds, and then sprints for another 6 seconds, and then rest for 15 seconds or 30 seconds or whatever it is. Why long distance do you think? Rachel, do you do much running, like long distance stuff?
Long distance, like cross country is fun, where you're just like going and you just pick a spot and you run to a destination. But I feel like sprinting and like just like those high energy ones, I'm not very good at. And I think it's because I take a long time to recover. Like how has it been with you training and recovering? Like, what do you do about that?
Well, I don't really have a system. I just kind of go for it.
Sure.
And then I try.
A true athlete.
No.
She has the ichor of the gods. Games.
No.
Don't challenge her.
Like if I run at the track, I just try to time each lap and then keep it at a good pace, which is comfortable for me, but still pushing myself.
Great.
Because I don't like to be dead, because I have other obligations that I also have to fulfill besides running.
Right.
So I still need energy for my life.
Mm-hmm.
So were you running before you were called on to do this event?
Actually, I hadn't run for about 2 months since I got married. So, which is not I don't think what people would advise. But I hadn't worked out for that amount of time. And then I was like, well, guess I better, you know, try to work out my lungs and not suffocate myself or die on that day. So
my wife is actually my inspiration for running, because she can go and go and go and
right,
go.
Right, those people.
Yeah,
oh,
and I'm just like, I'm dying, and I've gone three laps in. But
the worst is like when they're running next to you and they're talking normally,
yeah,
and they want
like,
you to talk back, and
what
you're like,
are you doing?
Yeah, and yeah, you're like,
you
can't I feel
breathe.
Like Bane with that mask.
You can
like,
walk and talk at the same time.
Yeah,
what's
yeah.
wrong with you? No, I think that the challenge for me is still trying to like, because I come from 10 years worth of strength and conditioning and sprinting and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
So to transition to something more slower paced, you still have to be consistent, but it's consistent, not 6 seconds, 30 seconds, 6 seconds, 30 seconds, back
mm-hmm.
and forth like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then to transition to where you have to stay consistent with your pacing, with your breathing and all that stuff, it's a challenge.
Right.
And especially for me, the reason that I've enjoyed football, I think, is because it helped me strengthen my lungs.
Yes,
mm-hmm. I've
yeah.
had asthma since I was a kid.
Yeah.
And long distances have been kind of the bane of my existence.
Right.
But because I've been able to train with my wife, love you, babe, it's been so good to overcome that weakness, that asthma that I still have.
The same thing crossed my mind. I was diagnosed with asthma when I was little. And I remember growing up, people would say, like, you're going to have a hard time doing sports and being athletic.
Psh,
and then, yeah, and then I was,
those
yeah, and that's what I did. I just ignored them and I just did what I wanted. And I was like, I think it's the mindset of just, like, I'm going to have fun. I'm going to do this that my lungs just built up. And also, I played the flute for 4 years. So that really built up my lungs,
oh, yeah.
too.
Mm-hmm.
So that was
that
nice.
Would.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't have any problems. Like, I don't, when I go out, I don't have asthma attacks mm-hmm. anymore. And it could be the air here is really good, too.
Well, I know that my dad, who did college football, would train, you know, all over the place, just
mm-hmm.
depending on who he was playing for at that point. But he would always tell me that if you want to train your lungs, if you live in a dry area, go to a wet area to train, like wet climate,
mm-hmm.
Which was very convenient for my family because my mom's mom, my grandma, lives in Nashville.
Ooh.
Very humid.
Very humid.
So the air feels heavier. It's actually more Great. Difficult to breathe.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
Now,
I'm from Missouri. I
oh,
can
yeah.
testify
oh, yeah?
to that. Oh, yeah. mm-hmm.
Yeah. How was the training different? Because did you run back in Nashville? Or no, sorry, Missouri?
Missouri.
Nashville.
No. No, yeah. So I mean, unlike you, Dale, I grew up running long distances.
Oh,
like,
really?
I would. My older siblings were cross country runners, and I would run with my dad and his military group sometimes.
Dude, this girl's
and,
on it.
No, and and when I would, we would take trips out to Utah to visit family, or when I first came out to school, when I come out to school each semester, it was just so easy
Ooh,
to work
nice.
Out here. And I was like, I am the boss. I can run so fast. This is awesome.
I am the Flash. Get out of my way.
Yes. I just felt so energized.
Great.
Eventually, after like a week or two, it wears off and you're back to just suffering. But
yeah.
Right.
Suffering. But the first little while, it's pretty great.
Nice.
Yeah. That was kind of the strategy my dad had, especially where he knew that I had asthma and wanted to help me kind of get over that.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we can touch on this, because I've been thinking about this ever since we kind of started getting this episode ready to go. Do you feel that running is a sport?
I think sports is about endurance. It's about strength and it's about pushing yourself. So mm-hmm. I think running does all that for us.
That makes sense.
I guess I really think of sports as a competition. And so if I'm just out running by myself, I'm not thinking, I am so sporty, you know,
yeah.
like I'm participating in a sport right now. Or even if I go swim, like I don't think about that. But if I am on a swim team or I'm running against someone else, then I think this is a sport.
Okay. So it's kind of a versatile type of exercise then.
Mm.
It can be considered a sport and cannot be considered a sport.
Mm-hmm.
I see what you're saying, yeah.
And, you know, it's not to be like devil's advocate or anything like that, like to be contrarian or whatever, but I grew up with the assumption that running was not a sport unless, like what you're saying, you are in a race.
Mm-hmm.
And so to go long distances and to run a mile at a time, first off, at that age, I was like, no.
Yeah.
Nowadays, I'm like, if I could build myself up, I'd think it would be cool to run a half marathon, you know, a 5K or something like that. I don't know.
Right.
I really don't know what I'm capable of, but I think that's something that running helps people to do. It helps them to realize what they are capable of, at least in that realm of physicality, of being able to control yourself and pace yourself and achieve something more than you thought you could.
Mm-hmm.
That's just me, though, coming in from kind of the newbie runner of the group, it sounds like. All right, let's jump into our last little segment. Now, this is one of the most important games you will ever play. It is not a sport, but it is a game. And if you do not win, then you will not have the bragging rights amongst the rest of the guys here at BYU Idaho Radio or with the people that listen to the podcast. So brace yourselves.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to ask you guys two questions, and I want you to answer honestly what you think the response is.
Okay. Is this like a speed answer?
No.
Okay.
You can elucidate. You can chat between amongst yourselves.
Oh, okay.
Try and convince the other person of something else if you want to.
Like reverse psychology.
Yeah.
Pull that on me, Virginia.
I'll try.
Right. First question. Are you ready?
Ready.
Yep.
Okay. Are you ready? Okay.
We're ready. This is reverse psychology already working.
Okay. First question. What is the record for the longest run on a treadmill?
Ooh.
What? Okay.
Not talking distance. We're talking time.
Oh, time.
Okay. The longest amount of time run on a treadmill.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
See, there are crazy people out
there.
There
are, yes.
So
absolutely.
This could be an insane number.
I believe it could
so
be.
So what's
too.
A rational number for a treadmill?
Oh,
think about
a rational
that.
Number? Like when I hear someone say, oh, I did this on a treadmill, and I'm like, that's a good thought out plan. You did well. It's like 1 hour.
If An you hour go, on the
yeah.
Treadmill? Okay.
If you go like 2 hours, I'm like, oh, okay. Like,
calm
that's
down.
Cool. That's
you
cool.
Need to. You need to take it. Calm down.
Yeah.
See, I know y'all are runners because I'm sitting over here thinking 30 minutes is too long. What are you talking about? All right. So what do you think?
Time.
What's the number? What's the number
oh,
here?
Oh shoot.
Man. I'm gonna go with 1 day, 24 hours.
24 hours.
Yeah.
Dang.
Okay. That's a long time.
That is a long time.
Oh. I mean, some people
oh, wait,
have
sorry.
Crazy endurance.
No. I already gave my answer.
You gave it. You are done.
You're
yeah,
done.
You're
yeah.
done. Cut the mic for me.
Okay. I'm going to say 15 hours. Or 15 like
hours.
12 to 15.
12 to 15. Okay. Those are both ridiculous, by the way.
Yeah, I know.
If anyone at home is unsure of how ridiculous that sounds... It's ridiculous. Definitive right now. You just learned
definitive.
It.
Definitive.
Okay. The answer, and this actually comes from a website, an app that is completely focused on running.
Oh,
okay.
Great.
We'll include the link in the description for this audio file. The record is 7 days cumulative.
Please don't. Do
wait, okay, okay. But you said cumulative, so that means not, wait, does that mean straight?
So,
no.
Yes.
It does?
But it's not at one time.
Okay. Well, that was a trick question.
So wait, how long are the breaks in between?
Okay, let me tell you this. These are some statistics from this website.
Yeah, tell
7
us.
7 days cumulative. Rainer Pretel ran 853 kilometers, running 168 hours over the course of that week, sleeping only 15 hours during
what
this
in the
time.
World? See. When
okay,
we say
so
rational,
was,
that's not rational.
No, that's bad for you.
That's bad for you.
That's bad.
So, why?
You're sleeping 15 hours in 1 week.
Okay, so the sleep is, I can understand the sleep.
He's just not recovering.
Okay, think about this. Marathon runners, or even if you take it a step up to Ironman competitors. My uncle is an Ironman competitor.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
And that takes an incredible toll on your body.
It does.
And so, I mean, the body can do amazing things. I mean, you see people climb Mount Everest and swim the English Channel.
Right.
But you don't do that.
You don't swim the English Channel for kicks and giggles.
For like day after day, like you run a marathon and then you have a long break. You run an Ironman, you do an Ironman, and then you have a long recuperation period. So your joints, mm-hmm. so your lungs, your like everything can kind of heal because you damage yourself when you do that, and because you're pounding your body, especially when you run. Yeah. So that's.
Although this does remind me of that. I don't know what to call it. It's not a fact. This reminds me of that story where people said humans are really good at outwalking their preys. And so what they'll do is instead of trying to chase or run after their prey, they'll just walk after them. And we can outwalk them. So eventually the prey will just get so tired that it'll just settle down and we'll just kill it. But I don't know what the facts are around that.
Getting back to primitive story days. About it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we'll just outwalk everything.
Second question. All Since right. both of you did not respond correctly, I would have given you one in. If you had guessed a general range. Okay? And I'll do the same thing with this one. But if you get this, you win. What is the longest distance in a competitive marathon in the United States?
Longest distance in a competitive marathon.
Mm-hmm. So you are facing other people in this marathon. And this is a record for the United States. I believe it's worldwide as well, but for now we're focusing on just the United States.
Okay.
Convince one another. Lead one another down the dark side.
Of a marathon? Like an organized race? Like this
organized
is set
race.
Up.
Yep.
So a marathon is 26 miles, eh?
Yeah, 26 to 27 miles.
Okay. And so we're going to go for the longest.
I feel like you wouldn't call something longer than that a marathon. You would call that like a decathon or a deathathon.
That's a good point. Let me clarify. The title of the race is the Self-Transcendence Race.
No.
The Self-Transcendence?
This means they died.
They ran this race and keeled over. That's how this works.
Yeah. You're
you win when you die. Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man. This is going to be bad. I'm going to say, okay, how long can a human,
and
I'm going to
say
120
you can change,
miles.
You can change your answer. You can change your answer. Okay. I will offer that option. Okay.
Man, I don't know. Because, people can bike 112 miles. Right?
Sure.
They do that in Ironmans.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
But that's biking. That's totally, that's different.
Yeah.
Tell me what you're thinking. What's the justification?
Well, my immediate thought was 100 miles because I feel like I read something somewhere at some point in my life about a 100-mile run. But I can't recall directly, so that's just kind of could be a figment of my imagination. Not sure, but I guess I would say 100 miles. But the more rational part of me would be like, I would only go for 50. But that's me. Maybe
right.
I'm an underachiever. Ooh. But
that sounds plausible. 50 sounds plausible.
No, actually, I think I'm going to go for 100. Maybe I'll go for 119, just right under you. So
so if it's,
I'm closer,
you're closer
on
to
the bottom.
Yeah, I like that.
Then I win. Yeah.
So we got 119 for Virginia and 120 for Rachel.
Okay. So I had to go do some fact checking. Okay?
Wait,
I wanted to clarify. Go ahead.
But, okay, I just want to make sure you're not revealing the answer yet.
No.
Okay.
I am not revealing the answer.
Okay. Because I might want to change my answer.
That's fine. That's cool. And this is not a trick question. This is clarifying an important part of this question. What is the longest distance in a competitive marathon? The longest race in the world. Okay? We've already revealed it's called the Self-Transcendence Race. But this is not all at once. It's cumulative.
Oh, it is cumulative.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh. Well, then, yeah, I definitely want to change my answer then.
Okay.
Because that could totally be way more. It is cumulative. Over what time period? Do you know?
Yeah.
I cannot reveal that.
Oh.
Why?
There is a set period, and it's within. The record holder was able to do it in, and I hope I'm not giving too much away with this, within 45 days.
So that's longer than a month.
That is a long lot of running.
One and a half months.
especially if you're that crazy guy running,
yeah,
like only sleeping 15 hours a week and you're right. running the rest of the time, like you could run a long way.
Yep.
Okay. I'm going to say around 3,000 miles.
3,000? Okay.
I'm pretty sure it's around 3,000.
Around 3,000?
Yeah.
Okay. So, the answer. The self-transcendence race in New York City is 3,100 miles long.
Bang, bang.
Not okay.
Yep.
That is
it
not
It goes
okay.
around only one block of New York City.
What?
Yeah. You start at 6 a.m. and go until midnight until you complete the race.
What?
Wait, so every day mm-hmm. you go 6 a.m. to midnight, 6 a.m. to midnight until
you go that 3,100 miles.
What? Dang.
Yep.
45 days of that? Wait, was that 45 days?
I don't know what the limit is.
No, the record holder.
I believe, just from what I saw, I think it was something around 44.
Jeez. Doing that for a month straight?
Month and a
plus?
Half.
6 a.m. Yep. to 12 a.m.
Mm-hmm. 6 a.m. to 12 a.m.
Why would you want to run? I mean, are these people retired? Like, I mean,
yeah. Where are their jobs?
What are they doing for their work?
Like, just based off of what I had seen as I ran back and double-checked the information, I didn't get the guy's name down, but he's a, like, German extreme athlete.
Well,
so, first off, he's German. Then he's an extreme. Anything extreme is going to be crazy. And then athlete. So there's the three parts that make him into, like, the world's Superman running person.
Yeah,
so,
Superman.
Yeah.
Above Forrest Gump.
Above Forrest Gump.
Yeah.
I was actually thinking
of
him.
Yeah, that's funny.
All right, so to
end
off.
He ends the race,
off,
he's just like, I'm done running.
I'm done running. I'm ready to go home.
I'm tired.
Okay, for a tiebreaker that has nothing to do with running.
Okay.
All right, are you ready?
Yes.
Are you ready? Are you sure?
Yeah.
Positive.
What is your favorite color?
Green.
There you go, Rudy.
Yay!
No!
That's my favorite color, too, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mine's forest green.
So you've tied again. We have to do it.
Another tie.
To be honest,
she gets bragging rights.
We totally cheated on that last question.
You read it?
We looked it up.
You poops. You poops. As I ran away, these girls. Thank you so much for playing this game, ladies. And thank you for joining us here on The Spot. This has been another awesome episode. I'm Dale Spaulding.
I'm Rachel Winder.
And I'm Virginia Brooke. Wait. I just got married. I'm Virginia Henry.
Again, thanks so much. Catch us next week right here on The Spot.